News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A couple of years ago, I Googled his name and his obituary popped up. I couldn't believe it. I panicked and I sobbed. I'm not sure he ever knew the depths of my love for him, and not telling him is what I regret the most. That was the lead in a BuzzFeed set of comments where they were, people were asked to share their one who got away stories. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Mairead, I can't even speak this morning, Mairead Lochman, matchmaker and podcast host with Love HQ. Mairead, how common is it that people carry a torch in the back of their mind, maybe for somebody else?
I think it's hugely common, and I'm seeing an increase in it because if you think of maybe a generation ago in the 80s, the average age that people were getting married, men were 26, 27 and women were 24 and 25. Whereas today, men are 36, 37 and women are 34, 35. So it's 10 years later.
Okay.
So they are letting their first love get away. They're not getting married to them. They're not, you know, holding on to them. I suppose the demands of life is kind of taken into consideration, you know.
Really interesting. So are you saying because you could have had multiple loves by the time
yes.
you get married, that maybe, this is very unromantic. Is marriage a function of timing and maybe it isn't the one you loved the most, it was the one you loved at the right time?
It is a little bit of that.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
How men and women, how women and men, I suppose, date is a little bit different. So how women date is they tend to graze a little bit. They're consistently looking to find their life partner. And when they find them, they'll settle down, like, let's go, because their priority is obviously to have a family. And it tends to be.
Well, sometimes,
sometimes. But in the same time, men tend to be a little bit more provider-like. So they try to want to set up in their career. They want to buy a house. Obviously, we have a housing crisis here in Ireland. So that has a huge impact on when men want to settle down. They may have moved away for years, like at the time of the recession. They might only be coming back now. That's what we get, a lot of people in Love HQ, a lot of people returning home after living in Australia, Canada, and the UK, even for 15, 20 years. So
are
it can
men
be timing.
Or are women more likely to be? Because I have a funny feeling it's men who go around carrying these torches.
It is. I see that it's yeah. men more often say to me, it's the one that got away, because they're not going to act on that instinct.
So they're
going
to let one get away because
their
focus is elsewhere. Maybe women don't let the one get away. If they actually are mad about somebody,
they will try and hold on to them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Really interesting.
What I see then, though, is, you know, what I very often say to them is, if it was the right person and if it was the right timing, you would have held on to them, you know. Now, there can be many other factors. And when we're dealing with humans and love and believe me, all the emotions and everything that go with it. But it is quite sad. And like, people come to me for matchmaking and they actually... you know, say to me, I'd like to base it off nearly someone I met before.
Oh my word! I want to replace that person with an identikit person. Do they ever work out? Because I was saying at the beginning that I notice as I'm in my middle years that I hear a lot now from friends and things about. I don't even want to say sliding into the DMs because it's not really like that. But people reconnecting, people making touch again after 20 or 30 years, or from their teenage years, even maybe even longer than 30 years. It seems to be a phenomenon. Little blasts from the past are cropping up in people's lives. Does it ever work out that someone comes back to you after 30 years and the next thing you know, you're happy ever after?
Yeah, my sister, actually, a woman that she worked with recently, got back with her ex. Now, she's in her 60s and they ended up getting married, you know. And I just thought that was so lovely because they hadn't dated, they hadn't seen each other in about 35 years. And I suppose that's the benefits of social media as well. Very often people kind of, a name pops into their head and they look them up and they can contact them. Whereas previously they may not have been able to get in contact with them.
Social media has changed all of that.
Yeah. The great thing, though, about dating and everything, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And if the timing then does come around again, sometimes people find that they've, like, that one of those people, they had been widowed in the meantime. So it's lovely for them to have found their second love story.
In other words, don't worry about it too much, because what's for you won't pass you by, as they say. Look, I feel all... What are you laughing at? Thank you very much. Listen, Mairead, I'm going to let you go before he comes in and scoffs at us both. That is Mairead Lochman there, matchmaker and podcast host with Love HQ. What are you scoffing at?
Country is full of dirt birds. That's what's going on. That's all it is.
Just because you met the love of your life when you were 9, it does not happen for everybody, Jonathan. Let's be
dirt
honest.
Dirt birds. A whole lot of you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.